Proclamation number 7988 of 9th of September, 1961. Man shall help the bound spiritual to serve. You, too, take care of the fallen spiritual beings by endeavoring to exert a good beneficial effect on everything that surrounds you. By embracing everything with your love, be it human beings, animals or even the plant world. Consider every work of creation as a carrier of the fallen spiritual, which strives upwards in the law of compulsion, and help it to fulfill the task which enables the spiritual bound in it to mature. You can believe that this spiritual substance senses your love and also reacts to it by decreasing its resistance and willingly serving. For the spiritual substance can only be touched by the spiritual again as long as it does not live on earth as an I-conscious being. But as soon as you give this spiritual being the opportunity to be able to serve, as well as all works of creation down to hard matter can fulfill their purpose through your will, their time will be shortened, and the spiritual substance bound in it will come to a faster dissolution of its material cover and can deform itself anew again, which always signifies a step of ascent development for this spiritual substance. And you should look after it lovingly, i.e., always acknowledge its services and be grateful for all help you experience yourselves through all those creations. Everything that serves you in daily life fulfills its purpose, for there is no work of creation which does not have meaning and purpose, even if you don't recognize the purpose. And if your being emanates love, then this spiritual substance around you also fills this emanation, but it often first requires your will in order to be able to serve you. And thus you yourselves can be a hindrance to its development if you hold material creations, if you accumulate riches which remain unused and are not used for their intended purpose for a long time, if you then prolong the spiritual being's course of development in those creations because you prevent it from being of service. But then you yourselves are still very attached to matter. And this is also a sign of a low degree of love. You love the world and its goods, and therefore you collect treasures and unconsciously prolong their torments because they cannot be released from their form for a long time in order to be able to revive a new one. But if love is in you, then your thinking will also be right. You will give but not hoard. And you will cause everything around you to be of service and radiate a right blessing. And as soon as you yourselves create with your hands, when you are creatively active by dissolving matter and transforming it into new creations, you yourselves also contribute to the redemption of the bound, for you then create things for yourselves again which serve you, and every change of an external form is a progress upwards. But good motives must always drive you to such changes and transformations of matter. You always have to assign a serving function to the things you create, and the more urgently you need such things, the faster the spiritual substance bound in them progresses upwards, even though a very long time will still pass until the process of maturing has brought that degree to the spiritual substance that it can now develop as a living being up to the level of a human being, that it can finally serve in free will. But love will stimulate everything into activity, and love will only ever have a favorable effect on all still bound spiritual substances. And that is why a person who lives in love will radiate extremely good emanations to his fellow human beings. And love will always have a redeeming effect, even if you humans are unable to observe it or have no knowledge of it. You humans should voluntarily serve with love in earthly life, and the spiritual substances around you will also serve you because their resistance will diminish and they will also unconsciously strive for freedom. Amen.